When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you love the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the VRO. Tonight, it is February 8th of 2012, and I am your host, Gina, and I'm here with my host, Nikki. And we are hopefully this evening going to be joined by Seamus Dever, who plays a really cool detective on this quirky little show that Nikki and I both have fallen in love with called Castle. We are waiting right now on hold to see if Seamus is going to be able to call in, and hopefully he is, and we will get on going in just a minute. Well, Nikki, while we're waiting, anything you want to say? I just wanted to say that this past week's episode of Castle was probably one of my favorites, with the whole, you know, back in the, going back to you know, the 40s and having them kind of be in that film noir type, you know, dress, and then the way he was talking. I happen to think that was just an amazing episode. They did a really, really good job with that.
Absolutely. The Blue Butterfly episode is probably one of my, like, top, like, three now.
yeah, it definitely is. Definitely is. All right, well, I've gotten a message from my producer, Amy, that Seamus is on the line, so I'm going to bring him in. All right. Hi, Seamus. This is Gina, and I'm all here with my co-host, Nikki. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Gina. Hi, Nikki. How are you guys?
Real good.
Good. How are you? Welcome.
Oh, fantastic.
we're very happy that you can join us this evening, and we're going to get to know you a little bit more.
Okay.
We are an orientated show, so many of our questions came from the fans out there through Twitter and Facebook.
Yep. We got quite a few.
You have a good following.
Yep, you sure
do. It's good. But we, you know, Castle in general, we have this amazing online following. You know, I think we have some of the best fans in all of TV. You know, and the most loyal and the most plugged in of all TV shows on television.
I think so.
Absolutely.
I think so. Which
and
actually. Go ahead, Nikki. Go ahead.
I was going to say, as a fan, you guys are also very in touch. The whole cast, you guys are very in touch with your fan base, and it's really cool to see you guys interact as much as you do with everybody, and we all appreciate that.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's fun. You know, Twitter makes everything a little bit more real time, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've never had this in history where you can sort of, in a real time fashion, like, make contact with so many people at once. So, I mean, I think we should use it, and use it for good. Not evil.
Exactly. Before we really get started, I just wanted to excuse our little bit of a time delay. Nikki and I remote in from different parts of the country, and so
Gotcha. We
have a little bit of a time delay among ourselves. So every once in a while, we'll step on each other. I apologize if it gets a little irritating, but unfortunately, sometimes we're both so excited to talk to you.
I understand.
That we
want to
jump in there. But
yeah.
I wanted to let you know about the fans and everything that I actually, this is really going to be a kind of a little funny story that I really wanted to share with you, Nikki has been a Castle fan for years. So I always say she's been a fan since dirt. And she's been talking about Castle all the time, and I kept on resisting. Oh, no, I don't need another TV show. I don't need another cop show. I don't need another. And so she just went on and on this summer about how amazing the season finale was. And I said, okay, you're killing me. I'm going to – okay, so I went and watched the season finale. Okay, this is probably – what was it, Nikki? About a week before the season premiere was going to be coming on,
yes,
I watched – 58 episodes to catch up
wow.
to where I needed to be in a week. I was up until 3-4 in the morning. My husband was going to kill me, I think. But I caught
wow.
up, and I was able to watch the season premiere.
And I kept getting these little messages of, damn you.
So you guys have a new fan right here, and I'm sticking with you guys because I thought the show was just amazing, and I'm beating myself up for not watching it before and having to do that marathon week to catch up.
That's funny. No, at least you came to us. You know, it doesn't matter when. Just as long as you come to us. So
exactly.
Yeah.
All righty. So, Seamus, tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, where did you grow up, and did you know that you always wanted to be an actor?
Yeah, sure. Let's see. I grew up in Bullhead City, Arizona. I'm originally from Flint, Michigan. My parents are both teachers. We moved out to Bullhead City when I was six, so I lived there from 1982 until I went to college. I went to college in at Northern Arizona University, went there for 3 years, graduated, and then went on to get my master's degree at Carnegie Mellon University and the Moscow Art Theater. Got done with that, moved out to L.A. in 1998, and worked steadily in films and TV and commercials and lots of theater, really sort of kept going until I got some good breaks with General Hospital and then later with Army Wives. And then luck happened, and I got Castle, and that was 4 years ago. Aside from I got married 5.5 years ago. My real life wife, Juliana. We've been together, it'll be 10 years, actually. We started dating in March 28th, 2002 is our first date. So we're coming up on our 10-year anniversary. And it's good. And we rescue dogs. We have a house now that we moved into, so there's a nice backyard for our dogs to run around in. We have a beagle who's crazy. John actually has a new dog. John Huertas the other morning came over, and we did some radio tour stuff on Monday, and he brought his dog outside, and his dog's maybe 4 months old, 5 months old, and just had a good time with our beagle, just running around, and it was really cute. And we have a corgi mix. As our other rescue dogs. So those are some of the charities that we're sort of into, and we're into Best Friends Animal Society is one of our charities, and another one called Farm Sanctuary. So I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat meat. I haven't for 8 years. So it's sort of one of those things that I'd like to support some of those charities as well because I believe in their cause. So yeah.
Very cool.
Very awesome.
All right.
Well, a question about your acting in particular, because I'm very interested. I studied acting way back in, you know, many moons ago, I'll say. and I'm always curious as to, you know, what methods and what ways actors use to really get into the parts that they play, because, you know, you see sometimes you see actors and they are just, you know, very, very into, and you really make their part very believable. And I always wonder when I see that. So my question is, how do you get into the character, you know, that you play, and, you know, what type of method do you employ to really, like, sink yourself into that person?
Gotcha. Well, you know, I mean, a lot of, like, you know, basically, it's funny because, you know, the first lesson of acting is sort of, it's called myself in the given circumstances. So you think of, you know, what would I do in those situations? And then, you know, that's when you come into, like, things like Stanislavski's magic if. Like, if I were a police officer, how would I look at the world, you know? If I were a homicide detective, how would I look at a criminal? You know, those sorts of things. So, you know, a lot of that stuff is myself in the given circumstances. And I'd love to say it gets more complicated than that. But, you know, I think there was a certain process that I went through for a long time trying to be a different kind of actor than that. I used to like to play a lot of characters. And that was fantastic. And I still have those skills and those abilities, but it really wasn't until I started sort of playing characters that weren't too far away from myself, just sort of letting the, you know, the good traits and the interesting personality and maybe the weird take on life come out, that I started actually finding some serious roles to do, you know, some more like series regulars type stuff. So, when you go to set, I mean, it's funny because, you know, we mess around a lot on sets, and I think it comes through in the scenes that we do. We like to have a lot of fun on the set, so we're always joking around with each other, like really right up until they call action. You know, we're probably laughing about something or making fun of each other. That's just sort of the set.
Right.
And really what that does is relaxes you. You know, I think a lot of people, if someone, they pop on their set, they're like, oh my God, they mess around a lot. But it really just makes you, it puts you in a frame of mind where you're with your friends, you're relaxed, there's no pressure to do anything, and so some interesting things come out, and sometimes some interesting instincts come out. So,
right.
You know, it's sort of interesting. It's a lot about just relaxing and seeing what happens when you're really prepared and you're ready to go. So those are a lot of the techniques I use, but then not too much character stuff. You know, there's a lot of similarities between myself and my character. So that's sort of something that you have to know, like what you're playing that's yourself. I mean, there's some differences as well, but there's a lot of myself that comes through with Kevin Ryan.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah, it definitely shows that you guys are definitely laid back and kind of having fun and stuff. Would you say that that's your favorite thing about working on the show, or is there something else that you consider your number one favorite part about being part of that cast?
That's probably is the camaraderie we all have. You know, I think that's the best thing is when you come to work and you're joking around. The other day we did this walk and talk scene where the four of us were walking down a hallway, and there's some point where Shtana flubbed up her line, what did she say? It was funny because we were walking down and she said something. Well, that's probably. Or something, and she messed up the word, and like we just kept going without nobody really even noted. And then in that scene, John and I were supposed to walk off camera, and like say good night, see you in the morning. And I walked off and I go, all right, good night, see you in the morning. And we left Nathan and Sana standing there like trying not to laugh because we all heard that she messed up, but we didn't acknowledge it. And so I just made fun of it, and we all had a good laugh afterwards. It was really funny. Anyway, it's just like that, you know. You hang out, you spend enough time working with a group of people that you're going to start to know each other really well, and be able to joke around with each other. So we do a lot of that. It's a lot of the being able to work as a team. And now I think we know each other really well, that we don't step on each other's toes as far as like what we're all trying to do. We give each other enough space. It's kind of fun. So, you know, and John and I especially, we know each other really well, that we play off each other. We know when one of us messes up a line and has to take it back and say the line again, and you don't go, oh, what's going on? You know, we all have a shorthand now. That's fun. You know, you work with anybody that long, and you start having a shorthand with them, and that's a pretty cool thing.
Right. Very cool. Well, I had this question when I was researching some information. I thought that this was actually kind of cool, was that I found out that your wife actually plays Jenny, who is now your wife on the show. So
yeah.
I thought to myself, how cool is it that you are able to play opposite your wife on the show? I mean, she's not in every episode, but she has been a steady presence for the series. And so, you know, I thought that was really cool, and I just wanted to see what how you guys thought about that. Did she go
really
out
cool.
for the part, you know, specifically? Did she go out for that part because, you know, of her being that was going to be your girlfriend in the show, or was it just a fluke kind of thing? That
he's mine. Nobody else can have him.
Okay. Well, a lot of it was that she had auditioned for the series a couple times in a couple different episodes, starting back in like season one. So it came around that it might be potentially seeing the girlfriend that Kevin Ryan. We sort of started talking about her in the first season, so they sort of held off, and you know I put in the suggestion that what if Julie played my girlfriend Jenny? I don't think she had a name at the time, but my girlfriend, whenever she appears, why not my wife? And I liked the idea. Andrew Marlowe sort of like held off, and he waited until the part came around. And when it came around, they offered it to Julie, and it was sort of one of those things that. You know, it was really cool that he did that, and it's really fun to have him around because we all hang out, you know, socially, and she's good friends with the cast, so she comes on and it's like an ordinary night if we were all going out to dinner together. So, but instead we're playing a scene together. So, I think she's pretty relaxed around Nathan, Stana, and John because of that. So, yeah, it's really cool. It's really neat that we have that opportunity.
Very cool. And I wanted to tell you, this is kind of funny, that if she you say she didn't have a name at the beginning, and then I realized because I watched it all kind of in a encapsulated time period and not over the 3 years that it was on, that I noticed that she didn't have a name. But I had looked on some of the fan sites and whatnot, and she had a nickname, and I don't know if you know this or not, but you will from now on, and her nickname was Honey Milk.
Yeah, it's from episode 4 of
exactly,
season
yeah.
2, but yeah, I remember that.
The fans
yeah.
called her Honey Milk for a long time.
Yeah, because they also called me Honey Milk. You know, so it's weird.
Yeah.
It's like, am I Honey Milk or is she Honey Milk? Who's Honey Milk exactly? Where did that come from? Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah,
you guys got to like renew your vows pretty much.
Yeah.
Which is cool,
yeah,
since you're having your 10-year anniversary coming up. So.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. It's a nice little celebration. I get to wear my wedding ring, and I don't have to take it off anymore. And that's
awesome.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, totally.
Now, did they film the wedding, then we actually got to see? Were there parts, you know, that got left on the cutting room floor, so to speak?
No, they had every intention of showing as much of the wedding as possible, but we've already done a wedding on Castle in the second season, so it was sort of one of these ideas that we were going to show. I think there was going to be, at one point, they were talking about doing a reception and showing some of those things and allowing for some opportunities there as far as relationships. But a lot of times what happens is it gets we have to take care of the crime first on Castle. And so there was definitely a priority. And then it became one of those things where it wasn't cost effective to show much of the wedding. So we did the next best thing, which was, you know, come up there and show everything we could right up until the ceremony, right up until we walked down the aisle. So that was cool.
That is cool. All right, well, we mentioned it a little bit earlier before. So one of the fans wrote in and asked, are there going to be any more fun Ryan and Esposito moments in upcoming episodes for us to look forward to?
Oh, yeah. We got a fun one coming up this week, next week. We haven't shot yet, but I'm really looking forward to it. There's some fun moments of, let's see, I think I'm allowed to say this, of Ryan and Esposito at a strip club. So I'm very excited about that.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it'll be neat. I just read the script the other day, and so I'm excited. I think we film that next week, so. There's lots more. I'm sure they really like writing for us. It gives Nathan and Sana a chance to sort of have a break in their shooting schedule, and it's also just that we've developed and sort of the camaraderie that we.
I think it's good because I think that a show that's too, you know, one dimensional as far as just one set of central characters. It can get boring. So I think it's good that you got that byplay that you guys have. So I actually think some of the funniest stuff that I see on Castle is you two guys.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Do you think that we're going to see any more, insight into Ryan and Jenny's, you know, newlywed life before the season ends? Are they going to touch on that at all?
I hope so, because that's a real... You know, that was a big thing in my life when I was a newlywed. I mean, you sort of look at the world through different eyes, and you grow up a little bit too. So I'd like that to be so, but we'll see. There's definitely some stuff coming up in this next episode. I think we start episode 18 today. We actually started it, but I actually start filming on Friday. So There's some more things coming up touching about the wedding, and he's a newly married man, and all the things that, some ramifications about that is kind of cool.
Good. I'm glad, because a lot of shows, you know, they marry their people, and then you never hear from them. You never hear anything about it ever again. So
no, I know.
I get a little insight on it.
Yeah.
Right.
Same thing happens when anybody has a kid, then you never see the kid again. You think, I actually think to myself, where's the kid? What happened?
Yeah.
Did they drop it in a well? I mean, really?
No. a lot of that becomes like the thing of like, oh, if you show the kid, then we're going to have the kid working around, and it's going to it's all those child labor laws where you can only have kids for a certain amount of time, and you know, and it becomes one of those things where you're like, oh boy, we're gonna lose all of our productivity if we have a kid too much. But let's have a kid a little bit, you know.
Yeah, just a tad, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, another fan sent in this question was, do fans ever send you anything like for Christmas or your birthdays? And if they do, have you ever gotten just a really cool gift from one of the fans?
Oh, yeah. You know, Christmas, I got this amazing card that was signed by all these people who are associated with the website Salt and Peppa, which is sort of a tribute website of John, of Esposito and Rockin. And they sent a really cool card. I got a couple six packs of Yingling, which is one of my favorite beers. And you can't get it out here. And somebody shipped me three six packs of Yingling that I still have in my refrigerator in my garage. And that occasionally people come over and they're like, how'd you get Yingling? They're like, oh, I got some cool fans, is why. I got a really cool book on pizza by one of my fans. Or from one of my fans about the history of pizza, and that was neat because I had no idea some of the things about pizza. We did an episode about pizzas last year. There was some pizza murders, and pizza is one of my favorite things. So I sort of did this live Twitter thing, and I talked about, you know, my favorite pizza around the world and favorite pizza in the United States, those sorts of things. So yeah, some pretty cool gifts from fans.
Very awesome.
That's sweet. Yes. I know, speaking of the birthdays, I was at the Marvel booth at Comic-Con when you guys were there, and you and John bust down were singing happy birthday to one of the fans, and I just thought that was the cutest thing ever.
Yes, it was.
Oh. Yeah, I usually just follow John's lead on stuff like that. He'll start singing, and I'll be like, you know what, let's just harmonize, let's do this. So, yeah, we both like
I hope
singing,
you guys
so.
Are going to be at Comic-Con again this year, because we're planning on heading out again, and I missed the castle panel last year because it was so full, and so I really want to go this year.
hopefully we'll work everything out so that we can all go. It's always a lot of fun there.
Yeah.
So do you have any other projects on the horizon during the hiatus that's coming up?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple things. I'm looking at a couple scripts right now for a couple films that people I know have sort of come to me and asked me if I was interested in being part of. So I'm looking at a few things right now, sort of seeing where things lie. I'm up for a part in a Broadway play. I don't know whether that's going to work out at all, but hopefully it will. It's sort of one of my dreams. I don't know. So there's some things that I'm doing, and in the midst of all this, I'm producing a TV show. I'm writing and producing, developing mostly right now because we're still in the early phase of that. So yeah, I have something that my wife and I were producing and developing. That's a really cool idea, and we have a writer that we've been meeting with and developing some things. So yeah, I'm interested in telling stories in addition to being in stories and being a part of them. You know, it's sort of this thing that I grew up watching television, a lot of television when I was a kid, and I'd like to be part of it. You know, and actually create some TV for people to watch.
Right. Well, definitely keep us updated on your Twitter. We're very interested.
I'll keep people updated, I'm sure.
All right. Well, we've come to the point in the interview where we have what we call our quirky fun questions. I like to warn you ahead of time. Basically, these are questions that we've had a lot of people, fans, send in, and they were so good that we decided to kind of keep them hanging around and ask just kind of interesting off the wall a little bit questions that you know, just to have some fun with, just to have some fun.
All right.
So the first one is actually one of the fans mentioned that are and I didn't know if this was true or not, that you're a big fan of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Well, good.
We
they
actually,
were right.
I think we actually all are. John, Nathan, and myself, and we're trying to get Sana into it. We're going through. We're trying to go through the proper channels to get Stana really interested in it. we all talk about Game of Thrones and everything, and I think it starts airing. When does it start airing? In beginning of April. So there might be actually some crossover with our season and actually talking about games. It all aired in our hiatus last year, so we had to talk about it when we came back.
Right.
So yeah, big game, Game of Thrones fan. Can't wait to see what they got headed.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad that fan was correct. And I, when she sent this in, and but her question was, are there any other books or series besides Game of Thrones or music that you are really, really into right now?
Oh boy. Let's see. I think as far as music, I'm really into the Australian singer Gautier. He's pretty damn cool. And I'm really into Chris Lilley. When I was down in Australia last month, my wife and I, we caught Angry Boys and Summer High Tie on television there in Australia. And thankfully, they're airing all of Angry Boys on HBO now in the States. So Chris Lilley, I'm a big fan of him. He started following me on Twitter the other day, and now I'm really nervous because I'm like, oh, my God, I got to say something funny because he's really funny, and he's going to – I feel like I feel this presence like sort of judging me, although he's probably a really nice chap. But now I have this real urge to be funny in front of him. So, I'm into those sorts of things right now.
All right, so I'll have to look those up.
One of my favorite questions is that if there was a movie being made of your life and you got to pick the actor who was playing you, who would you choose and why that person?
Oh, let's see. Well, I like actors that are sort of smart asses and that there's sort of a twinkle in their eye. Those are always like people like Robert Downey Jr. Although he's like a decade or so older than me. What's the English actor who was just in Warrior? I saw him on something and he was great. Oh crap!
Now my mind just went blank when you said that.
Sam Worthington?
Wasn't Sam Worthington? No.
I can't remember his name. Anyway, but it's people like that. What is his name? Someone asked me the same question the other day, and I said him because he's
Tom Hardy.
Tom. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
He's an interesting actor. So I like actors like that where there's something going on where they might sort of betray you or make you laugh at any given second. So those are actors that I think are really cool. Yeah, Tom Hardy would be a good guy to play me.
Yeah, I like him. I'm very looking forward to seeing him play Bane in Batman.
Yeah, that's gonna be cool. All these reduxes that they're doing, they're picking some good people to do it. I always said I'm not gonna watch these because I've already seen the movie, but now they're picking these people that I really want to go see.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Next quirky question: if you had a message to put in a fortune cookie, what would it be? I love this one.
And he's back.
Hello.
Hi. Sorry. Thank you, AT&T. Jeez.
Oh,
it's all right. It happens to us all the time. We just waited. It happens
right.
to us all the time. We just wait.
Sorry about that. It's AT&T being funny with me.
No worries.
As I was saying, my wife with the fortune cookie. My wife never eats the fortune cookies, and I want there to be a little thing that says that if you don't eat me, you will never have good luck. And so that's sort of forced to say, like, oh, I got to eat this cookie now because it's telling me. But if I don't, if I just ignore and I just look at this little slip of paper, then I won't have good luck. So that's what mine would say.
Awesome. I like that one. That's a good one. I'll have to write that one down and keep it.
You said that you did earlier in the beginning of the interview. You said you did a lot of work with the animal charities and stuff. What else do you like to do in your spare time?
I like working on my house. I like sort of right now. There's a bunch of stuff I'm doing in the backyard. We just transplanted 7 rose bushes. I'm actually looking at them right now, and they're doing pretty well. But these rose bushes are 60 years old, so I'm sort of, I guess, an amateur botanist right now. I like doing carpentry. I'm restoring a 100-year-old table that we Ooh. Bought a couple years ago, and has needs some TLC. So I've been working on that and cleaning it. Carpentry projects around the house. There's a bunch of stuff that I've been doing, sort of learning a lot about fine woodworking with oak and things like that. So those are some of my hobbies. I do all the other things. I do yoga every day, and I go to the gym, and running is a big hobby of mine, so I enjoy that, and bicycling. So those are some of the more normal things. I'm going on a hike tomorrow morning. I'm taking a photojournalist up to the top of the Hollywood Hills, and we're going to go. I'm going to show him the highest point in Los Angeles. So that should be cool. So things like that. I like exploring the city that I live in, kind of fun.
Very cool. I would love to do that, actually. That sounds really cool. And a matter of fact, Nikki just moved out to Los Angeles recently. So, I keep saying,
there's
I'm coming
lot
out there,
to see
Nikki.
Here. Right.
I'm a
to see in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I'm a Chicago transplant, so.
You must hate this weather. Oh, my God.
Oh,
it's so terrible.
Yes, it's horrible.
Yeah.
I'm laughing because I keep seeing people in these, like, big, bushy parkas, and it's, like, 65 degrees, and I'm in the tank top. I'm like, what are you doing?
I know.
Yeah, it's not even cold. Yeah.
I know.
Well, you said you were in Michigan, right? So you understand.
Yeah, I know what that weather is like. You get used to it, and then when it does drop down, then you're like, oh, it's kind of cold. Oh, I never thought I'd say that. But, you know, you sort of, like, your blood thins or something.
That's what everyone keeps telling me. So I
hope
not.
It'll happen. Mark my words.
Great.
All right. Another good question that the fans wanted to know is, do you collect anything?
Yes. I collect coins, although I haven't in many years. But my wife's grandfather gave us some of his more rare coins. And so I'm sort of a coin collector now, and I have, you know, a bunch of coins from my childhood and everything. So, coins. Anything else? Gosh, I don't think so. I try to rid myself of clutter, so that really that's not really conducive to that. Collecting things means you sort of have
right.
to have places for stuff. So I try not to collect too many things anymore. But yeah, I would say coins is the closest thing that would come to that.
Awesome. Very cool. You might be getting some coins after people hear this.
Some rare coins. Yeah, that would be nice. Bring them. Bring it.
Yep. Very good.
So you mentioned a few of the bands and stuff that you're into right now, but do you have a favorite band, and what kind of like music do you have on your iPod?
Oh, yeah. My favorite band is Radiohead. And they're my... Yeah, they're my favorite band. They're playing at the Coachella Music Festival, and I was really torn whether I really wanted to go and hang out because it's really hot, there's no shade, and you're just sort of hanging out all day, and you don't really get good seats, but you get to see some good bands from a distance, and it was a great experience. The last time I went was Radiohead, and this was maybe 7 years ago, and I said if they come back, I'll go again, but I'm not going.
I was debating, too, because I'm like, that's such a quintessential California thing to do. I should go do
yeah.
it.
You know what's fun? And my cousin is playing, and she's the lead singer of the band Feist. And it would be good to see her, but I don't know. It's just so hot. And last time I remember really enjoying the concert, but walking away with a headache for like 3 days and like sort of sunburn and my eyes were in pain because of sunblock coming into it. But it was a great experience, don't get me wrong. But oh man, so I'm not going. I'm doing something else, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, but a lot of my friends have been talking about Coachella on Facebook, and every time I say, oh, I hate you, I really wish I was out there.
It's
amazing.
Wild sometimes, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that, and then, you know, there's a music festival over here. I'm based in Atlanta, and so there's a music festival not too far from here, Bonnaroo, very famous.
Bonnaroo.
Oh,
yeah,
and I want to go to that one.
Yeah.
And then the South by Southwest is coming up.
Yeah, a lot of good festivals coming up.
Yep, and I love those. I love music, so, I mean, I'm just a huge musicophile, and so,
right.
I just love you know, all of those bands and everything. All right, well, we've talked a little bit about your Twitter, so I wanted to put it out there to the fans who may not know what your Twitter name is, and if you have a Facebook fan page out there that your fans can like and get some more info, if you have a any type of fan website that where your fans can get info on you, just throw
sure.
those out there.
Sure. My Twitter handle is at Seamus Dever. It's just one word, at Seamus Dever. There's no underscore or capitalized letters. It's just one word, at Seamus Dever. But it looks like at Seamus Dever. So there you go. I have a website, www.seamusdever.com.
Okay.
And I do have a Facebook page that I set up just for fans. I didn't really call it fans. I started getting all these requests from people that I didn't know but sort of wanted to chat with. And so I have people that I've met as a Facebook page and people that I've never met as another Facebook page. And it is close to maxing out. I think they cap you at 5,000. So if you request me on the one that has 4,670 friends on Facebook, then there's like maybe 400 slots left to be my friend on that. And that's really good because I don't know if I don't have a fan page. I don't have a Facebook fan page yet. I don't know, maybe I should start one. I don't know. But I link my Twitter and that other Facebook account, so I get to interact with people, and so my tweets go there, and then I go on there, and people ask me questions, and I try to stay in contact with it when I can with my Facebook page. So yeah, request it now, because I think they cap it off, and they kill it at 5,000, and you're like, oh, that's it. So,
all right, we better hurry.
I haven't maxed
you're
out.
You're only
yeah.
allowed to have 5,000 friends.
Yes, no
yeah,
more. You can't have more.
It cuts out. I did a which was crazy once. I did a Facebook live chat. That was sort of crazy. So from time to time, I'll do stuff like that where it's like, you know, somebody just posts something on my wall and I reply directly to it. So I might do another one of those before the year is over. It was crazy the last time I did. I could barely keep up with it. But so from time to time, I'll do fun stuff like that.
You should do those on Twitter. Those are fun, where you post like, all right, you got me for 10 minutes, go.
Right, right.
Just let people tweet you questions, and you can pick and choose.
Yeah, they're fun too, yeah.
Yeah, those are fun. Well, Seamus, thank you so much. We just really want to thank you, Nikki and I both, being huge fans of Castle. I wanted to thank you for joining us tonight, giving us a little insight on you, on your character, on Castle. We just really appreciate your time for being here, and just wanted to let you know we really enjoyed you being here with us tonight.
Oh, sure. It was a lot of fun. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you. And can I ask one favor from you, if you would? Yes. We always ask all of our guests to do this, is if you could do a little spot for us that we will clip and use as a little commercial later, and you could just say, this is Seamus Dever, and you're listening to the VRO. And if
VRO.
You do that, I'll count you down so that we can clip it in the right spot.
You got it.
All right. Three, two, one.
Hello, this is Seamus Dever, and you're listening to the VRO.
All right. Thank you so much. And our producer, Amy, is going to grab you for a second, and we're going to say goodbye.
Okay.
Thank you, Seamus.
Great, guys.
Thank you.
Night.
That was an awesome show, Nikki. He was really a lot of fun.
He's sweet.
Very sweet. Very sweet. We got to get over
I'd
to the Facebook page.
it'd be great if we could get John Huertas or maybe
yes.
get both of them to come on. I think that would be a hilarious interview. Get both of them on. That would be great.
Definitely. We're definitely going to be working on that. I'd like to get everybody from the cast that I can on, especially because when we were talking before about the last episode, they were great in the last episode.
No. Oh my God, we forgot to ask for Scoop on the big two-parter. Fuck.
Oh, well, we'll have to get him next time, or we'll Twitter him and ask him.
Okay, did you, at the beginning of the interview, did you hear like a loud like bang noise?
I didn't, no,
Okay, I saw, I leaned too back, and I, right during the middle of that first question, I leaned too far back, and I fucking fell backwards off my chair. I had to like bite the side of my mouth to not like yell, because you know when you fall you're like ah. And I was like midway through that first question and I tipped backwards and fell off my chair.
Oh, no, you did very well. No one would have known until now. You just
We need like our own VR gag reel now.
That is so true. Well, I'm going to bring Amy in because we have a few more interviews scheduled in the next few days and weeks, and I just wanted to bring her in. Amy, if you wanted to let everybody know who's listening about our future interviews and also maybe about the last few interviews that we've done, if they missed them and how they can go back and listen to them in our archives.
Yeah, we have actually got a couple of great interviews this month, and they're actually all on our website, and it's at thevro.com, www.thevro.com. And tonight the chat room is filling up for one very, very talented musician, and they're going to talk about their upcoming EP album, so definitely stay tuned for that. And then I'm not sure what we have next week, but it will be on the website. I've got to go through the emails and make sure that the times are right and all that before I pop it up on the website. But, yeah, great interview, by the way, girls. And for all of the Castle fans that were listening, we are going to be giving away a signed headshot from Seamus as soon as I email his publicist and get that because he agrees. Yay!
Hey, I want one.
It was really cool. If you followed him on Twitter like a while ago, he had posted a thing that if you went to his little website, you could try and win an autographed picture from their wedding. And I got one. It came in my mail. I was so excited.
Oh,
yeah,
very cool.
It's awesome. In my little showcase of goodies. But that's what I was saying. I really like how they interact with their fans and they do that kind of stuff. You know, not a lot of people. Actors take the time to do that, and it's really appreciated.
Yep, very much so, very much so. I really, and Amy, while you were chatting with Seamus offline, Nikki and I both said that we would love, and I know that you're working on it, to get John Huertas, his partner on the show, to come on because they're hilarious together on the show, and it'd be awesome. So we're working on that, guys. Any of y'all Castle fans out there, we're working on seeing if we can get any more of the Castle cast on because, yeah, buddy, Nikki and I are huge fans, huge fans.
Aren't you glad that I told you to watch it now?
Yes, I'm glad that you browbeat me into it.
Before we go,
you will watch the show.
I want everybody to let. I want to tell everybody about a little bet that the VR has got going on with Randy Wayne, who is in the Lion Games. He's in Honey 2, and he's been in a couple more TV shows. He was in True Blood, a couple of movies. We got to get him up to 25,000 followers before March the 1st, okay? And if we get him up to 25,000 followers, he said he would Twitter a buck-naked picture of him. Now, he spelled it buck, okay? Not
buck-naked.
So he said buck. So I don't know if we're going to get a picture of a deer skin. Or the picture that all of us ladies want. So definitely go follow him. I'm going to Twitter his. I'm going to actually put his Twitter name in the chat room, and it is it's at I am Randy Wayne. Really simple, and he's good looking and very talented. And hopefully he'll be joining us for Thursday's show that we're going to do. But this is his Twitter name. Definitely follow him because he is awesome.
Sweet.
And I want to see what kind of picture we get. So we got to get up to 25K. And I know there's a bunch of Ben fans in the chat room. And a lot of Seamus fans in the chat room right now. So definitely follow this guy because I know all of you ladies and gentlemen out there have the power to get this man up to 25,000 followers before March the 1st. He doesn't think it can be done, so let's prove him wrong.
Well, yeah.
He's not scared. He's not sweating it. He's like, this is not going to happen. He's not sweating it. Let's prove him wrong.
Yeah, we'll do it.
He should should be sweating it because, you know, we have special powers when it comes to those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we got 60 seconds left, ladies, so let's send ourselves off right. I just had to take a breath there for a second because that was just awesome.
You're like, let's do it right.
No, I needed a breath there for a second because, you know, Seamus, that took my breath away. He was awesome.
Well,
all right, ladies, thanks for the show tonight. Thank you all who came to join us. Thanks to anyone who is listening to this in archives later. Please come and join us on our live shows, which you can always find the information on at our website, www.thevro.com. Thanks, ladies, and good night.
Good night.
Do you love movies, music, books, television? You do? Then come on over to the VRO on Blog Talk Radio. We have shows for all your obsessions. Vampires, we've got them. The latest blockbuster movies, they're right here. Bands and books, music and fiction, it's all at the VRO. What are you waiting for? Log on to the VRO today. www.thevro.com.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.